What's up, world? Welcome to the Positive Truth, uplifting and positive news to help you believe in yourself and the world around you. Tim, what are we trying to bring?
Here at the Positive Truth, we're trying to bring awareness, empowerment, inspiration, optimism, and understanding to communities everywhere. JP, how are you doing today?
I'm doing stupendous. How are you doing, sir?
Amazing.
Welcome to the Positive Truth. It is Monday. We have two positive news stories. We're going to start doing this at the beginning, but if you want to support the Positive Truth and help us share these positive news stories, leave us a five-star review with a comment. Helps us out so much. We've been doing this for a decade. We only have 99 reviews. So now that we have a podcast, a person that's like trying to help us grow, they're like, yeah, your reviews suck. So we're trying to focus on the reviews. If you leave us a five-star review and send us a positive news story to our email, we will send you a Positive Truth t-shirt for
free 99.
Tim, what do you have for your first positive news story?
Let's get it. So I have a Valley father who did something amazing. So he was at the hospital. His wife just gave birth, JP. Whenever his wife gave birth, he's excited. He's hanging out. He's, you know what? You're doing better. It's time to go pick up their siblings from the house so they can meet their new sibling. So he gets on the highway. He's in a great mindset. And while he was driving on the highway, he realized, oh no, what's going on? Traffic has stopped. He keeps driving and he gets to the stopped traffic and he realized the highway's flooded. So he decides, you know what? I have to get out of this car. It's not dangerous or it's not too safe to be here. When he gets out of the car, he realizes there were some cars that were actually stranded in the flood. I'm talking about waist deep water. So when he gets out, he immediately started thinking about his mother. He started thinking about his wife. And he said, you know what? If that was my wife, if that was my mother, I would want somebody to get them immediately out of that water. So what he decided to do was walk in waist deep water on this highway that was super dangerous because the water wasn't still at all. It was moving. Goes to this car. These older women climb out of the passenger side. I'm talking about climb out, hold on to his back. And he piggyback rides them one by one to two different vehicles to the side to safety. Of course, in this video that I do have that I'll share to our Facebook page, the lady said, you're my angel. You're my angel. Thank you so much. But this man here, he legitimately, Mr. Johnson is his name, legitimately said, all I could think about was my wife and my mom. And I think this is so beautiful because, again, myself, I know for a fact, after watching that video, all I could think about was my wife and my mom. And I actually got emotional. And I was like, you know what? I hope somebody would help my wife and my mom the way that this man did. And again, he just had a baby. So he was out here risking his life, even though he had so much more to live for. I thought it was amazing all around. And again, I do have a cool video. It actually comes from ABC 15 in Arizona.
That reminds me of the positive news story you did last week about Thomas, the one, the 18-year-old that did this. You did that story, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, yeah, cool. Making sure, exact same scenario, young man ended up saving like an elderly father, and he was like, I was just doing what I was supposed to do, and he was inspired by his father. I think we should create a new segment name for this: ordinary people becoming everyday heroes.
You talk about how you cannot name things and then you go off and you do something like that. 10 out of 10 name, JP.
It only took me 10 years.
Bars. We're professionals now, man.
Professionals. So yeah, great segment. Absolutely wonderful. I found that one, that positive news story. I was like, I think Tim already did this one. We do a few too many. For my positive news story, it's my favorite one of the week. And I want to start off doing it. Comes out in New Mexico, starting November 1st. So last week. Every time New Mexico resident will have free childcare.
10 out of 10 idea.
No, it's already happening.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. This whoever came up with this idea, like, wow, childcare is expensive. Whoa.
Oh, speaking of childcare being expensive, the average American family say it spends about 12,000 years per child per year under this new program. Just in America, that's how much is saved. So when I say under the new program, that's how much they're estimated to save each year.
12K.
So you have two kids. Do you spend 24K in childcare?
I get a good discount, thank God. No. So no. But man, I still pay enough where I'm counting my chips.
Okay. A couple of years ago, they raised it to where everyone got free childcare. Above 400% above the poverty line. So if the poverty line was 15K, that means everyone 60K and below got free childcare. They raised it to everyone. So how did they do it, Tim? That's a great question. They funded it through a land grant permanent fund. So they went to the oil and gas companies and they raised their taxes anywhere from 0.5 to 1% per year. So their fund went from $320 million per year for healthcare to $10 billion.
Just by raising it that. Wow. Somebody knew what they were doing.
But there was some pushback somehow from some representatives in New Mexico. And they said, how are we going to do this? Because we don't have enough childcare facilities. So since they have $10 billion in a budget, how it's going to work is they're going to offer low interest loans for anyone that's owning a business and is going to build and expand their childcare facilities. But on top of that, they're going to reimburse all the rates for everyone for childcare. So if you come in, you have two kids, instead of you paying, they send your ticket to the government, it's automatically paid back. They're also raising the entry-level pay up to $18 an hour, which still might not be enough for dealing with kids, my personal opinion.
Facts.
But this like entry-level goes from 13 to 18. All these businesses, they send the check back to the government, they get their money back. And then the state is hoping the initiative will lead to the creation of 55 new childcare centers and 1,122 home-based childcare options with even more jobs to come with it. So a slight tax increase means everyone living in the state of New Mexico doesn't have to pay for childcare up to, and it's leading to more jobs. It's almost like we should probably tax Amazon and use that for like
daycares, schools, food. Oh. There's so much.
Who would have thunked it? That, with the Positive Truth Podcast.
That was actually like very detailed, JP. I like the how. I like it. Oh, hey, you guys are making enough money. We're going to only tax you 0.5% and then come up with $10 billion. That's a wild number, man. 10 out of 10 idea, though. Shout out to New Mexico for actually taking that step. There's a lot of states that need that program.
All of them.
Yes. Man, childcare is expensive. Childcare is expensive. I get a discount and I'm still like, man.
Oh, you get a discount because I didn't know.
Yes. Thank God.
That makes a lot of sense.
We have a daycare in the high school, so she's able to get a discount there. It's a win-win.
It's almost like, since she works there, should be free.
Students get it for free, so that's good enough for me right now. I wish I got it for free because, man. Yeah. Anyways, 10 out of 10 positive news story, JP. Woohoo!
Yeah, if we're not going to pay the teachers enough, we should at least take care of all the stuff like that they're helping with.
I would have to agree.
Before we get out of here, we like to pause and do audio meditation. It's where Tim and I talk about one thing we're grateful for each, because in the stresses of life, we often overlook all the great things going on in our own lives. We encourage everyone listening to think of one thing you're grateful for as well. Guaranteed to make the day so much more positive for yourself and ourselves. Tim, what are you grateful for today?
I'm grateful for this mushroom coffee I've been drinking, man. I've been dealing with some stomach issues for years now. And truthfully, I'm not bloated as much. I've been feeling a little bit better. We're super thankful for it. I switched brands too. Shout out to Rise. Yeah.
Telling you, man, come over to the caffeine-free side, no coffee.
I'm low-key getting there. Stop drinking soda. The only caffeine I'm getting is that coffee in the morning. It's nice.
Breaking addictions with the Positive Truth Podcast.
I know. Man, you should have seen me last night, though. I had a handful of candy. That's the problem. I'm replacing it.
You're eating candy? Oh, yeah, because of Halloween.
Yeah, so much candy in my house right now. So much candy.
Yeah, still haven't had a piece of Halloween candy in like over a decade.
So wild to me, man.
So wild. This is another day. This is another day in the JP household. When you don't like candy, it's also a lot easier.
That's true. But what are you grateful for, though?
I'm grateful for the weather. Global warming is real and we're feeling it. It's 74, that's 17, 18 degrees Celsius for everyone using superior units of measurement every day here. I tried to wear like a long sleeve shirt and I was like, it's so hot.
Yeah, in the morning time, I'm in a hoodie. By 1 o'clock, my shirt's off. I'm like, this is too much.
It's going to be cold for approximately 2 days. And then it's going to be right back to 80 degrees.
Yeah, we're struggling in Oklahoma. We get all the temperatures in one day in all reality.
Yeah, but the morning temperature, we're not out anymore. We're asleep at night. So we're not feeling the cold temperature.
That's true. We are not in bed, falling asleep, trying to watch the Thunder game.
By the time we're actually leaving the house, it's 60. It's all right.
That's cold for me. I'm a little guy still. I'm freezing. I'm like, pajama pants and a hoodie taking the daughter to school.
Yeah, I'm grateful for the weather. Do you have a quote before you get out of here?
Yeah, absolutely, man. The two most important days in your life are the days you are born and the day you find out why. Quotes by Tim.
We appreciate everyone for listening. Share, subscribe, rate, and review. Helps us out so much. We're out.
Stay positive.